This is Vov, Posuk Vov Gimel Shir Hashirim. Horoya b'shoshanim, horoya es tzoinoi b'mira noyach v'toiv, who grazes his sheep in a calm and goodly pasture. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? Anila doidi, I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. Who is he who grazes this v'doidi li? This is, I guess, Klal Yisrael is speaking here, right? Horoya b'shoshanim. Yeah. This is, Klal Yisrael is speaking, yeah? We've got to make it fast, because we're late. We should have started at 9:30.
Well, I'm listening.
Klal Yisrael is speaking. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, horoya b'shoshanim. My beloved is to me. Who is he? He grazes amongst the roses. I guess that's something of, Rashi says, es tzoyna, he grazes his flock, b'mireh, in a calm and goodly noyach v'toyv. Now, a couple of things. First of all, we're talking about the Klal Yisrael in Golos. It's noyach v'toyv. Well, what are you talking about? This is the 2,000 years of Golos have been calm and goodly. I would say those are the best words to describe them. What's going on? Good kasha. No?
You just came.
I didn't notice. Yeah. No, it says, he says, I am Anila Doidi, Vidoidi Li. I belong to my beloved. In other words, I belong to him. We have that deep relationship, and it's mutual. Vidoidi Li, and my beloved, that's referring to the Choson, to Hashem, is to me. And what does he do? He's Re'a B'Shoshanim. So Rashi says, He grazes his tzoin in a calm and good pasture.
How do we know we're talking about Golos right now?
Oh, that was the whole Akdom of Rashi. The whole Shira
Shira. No, but maybe it's referring to back when they were lovers.
No. This is now. Well, look, we're talking here. Where is it? Ono holach doidir hayoch banoshim. The umas ha'olam ask, where did he go? You can't find him. He disappeared.
Okay, within
right?
The context.
You're talking in Golos. So okay. In Golos, it's Re'at Tzoyna B'mira Toivim.
Oh, Rabbi Yeshua.
What do you say about that? By now, somebody should be able to say something.
What does it say? Re'at Tzoyna B'mira Noach V'tov. It says Noach V'tov, but we're in Golos here. I mean, this Golos is Noach V'tov, right?
Yeah, but all the others weren't, and this one isn't so Noach V'tov either. A guy just comes over to me that the Bris just before is talking about, oh, there's so much suffering in the world. And what? And this and that. And, you know, how do you understand that? Come on.
It's all Noach V'tov.
What?
It's all Noach V'tov.
Yeah,
well,
words.
If you have Dodi Le Dodi Li, then it's Noach V'tov.
There's more words. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you have that relationship with Hashem, then it works out everything.
That's right. A person can undergo, this is what it seems to say here. A person can undergo the worst sorrows. The Klal Yisrael's 2,000 years of Golos definitely earned the prize for the worst chapters of human suffering in all of human history, no question about it. And yet, if we feel the context of that relation, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, I still love him, which is the whole theme that we had until now, and he still loves me, then despite the fact that the Golos is so bloodstained and tragedy-ridden and v'chule, I can still feel he takes care of us with a mirah noyach v'toyv. What does he say? Calm and good. Why? Because if I realize that how much he loves me and how much I love him, then everything he does emanates from his love. So, Mela, I have to feel good about that. And I feel, despite everything that happens, I feel that love for him. So that relationship, that loving relationship, transcends all of the difficulty. And the truth of the matter is, there is such a thing in a human relationship as well. There are marriage relationships where there is difficulty. You know, sometimes they have difficulty in the relationship. And there's a problem, and it's a serious problem, and they can be upset about something. But the love transcends it. And if the love is deep and dut stadi and mutual on both sides, then that love can transform the difficulties that we're suffering, and the difficulties that we're suffering at the hand of the one that we love, because there's no one else who's he's the roya, he's the shepherd, he's doing everything, he's responsible. He can't say this guy, his thesis, a guy wrote a book, explaining what bad things happen. So he says that Hashem is weak, can't do anything about it. He's very good, but he's weak. We know it's not true. He's good and he's powerful. He can do anything. A matzor Hashem. There's nothing preventing him. So what is it? So he's inflicting all the tzaras, but because of the fact that I love him and I know of his love for me, then everything is transformed to mirah le'achatov. Much like the story the Hasidim tell, they have a way of in their little stories capturing the most sublime concepts. So they tell the story about Reb Zisha. He sent a delegation to Reb Zisha to find out what does it mean, smechem b'yisurim. What does it mean to rejoice in suffering? So they finally went, they found this Reb Zisha living someplace in the poor side of town, in a dilapidated house. He comes and answers the door, his clothing is ripped, he's a sickly, emaciated man. He looked like he was on the verge of death. Mamisha meduka b'yisurim all the time. And they asked him, he said, they sent this to you to find out what does it mean, smechem b'yisurim. So he looks at them incredulously and he says, they sent you to me? I don't know why they did that. I never suffered a day in my life. That's it. That's mirat noyach v'toiv. If a person has the context of that relationship and he feels, he knows, he's confident in Hashem's love and he feels the love that he has, despite the fact at this point, this is almanus chayus, they're estranged. This is not, they're not embracing in love. He ran away. Where is he? We can't find him. We're separated. And Klal Yisrael rebelled against him and he threw us out of Eretz Yisrael and he took his, he paid the ardu. But if that, I still feel that love, I still remember the, like Rashi says in the Hakdom, I still remember the relationship. I'm still feeling that. And I'm still craving that. And I'm wanting that. So it isn't even the security of the embrace, because we ain't embracing at this point. But it's just the knowledge that deep down, ani ledoidi vedoidi li, everything is considered royal v'shushan. Okay, we got a little learn. Okay, we'll be yoyser with that.
Nice thought. Well, yeah. Okay. For sure, yoyser.